I said, I see you turned off the hearings. He said, yes, it had to be done. And I said, well, I had a question to have. I said, the quicker we get the truth on this thing, the better.
For you. And Rocky just has any goddamn sense at all. Well, you know, he went up to Mansfield to butter him up. To make Mike Mansfield's a goddamn party. Mike turned him off because he knew that the hearings were going on. Whatever they did, would be harmful to the Senate. That's what he was concerned.
And that's the way it played. I don't think we really came out of that one very well.
That's right. And looking to answer your question, are they playing the fact that they turned the hearings off because of Dean had devastating the information? No, they're not.
What did Dean do?
The Watergate story is that Dean said to keep 14,000 in funds. Yeah, that's Archibald Cox giving himself.
Well, I wondered about that. For Christ's sakes, and Henry's got his numbers, so he's a fanatical left winger. For that I knew, but you can't believe him and get away that he's studying subpoenaing and dying the president. No influence on the president. Who the hell thinks? The thing that I'm concerned about, Al, I saw when the Republicans went through the line, I didn't accept for less terms. There wasn't a bright face in the lobby. What a sad bunch of that. May I talk to you today?
Yes, I talked to him.
What did they
really? Griffin is in good shape, Al. He's gone home. I talked to him.
I bet the tone of the dinner was nice. I was good.
Talking about the Republican senators. They were there. They were sad sack. Well, you know, we're trying to get him stirred up. But I've said several times, Al, if you're sent to God, if there's any way to do it, I know at this point on, got to take the risk of doing it directly. But we have to get somebody to step up and defend the president of this kind of shit. We just can't do it this year.
That's right,
Al. Or, I mean, maybe I'm too pessimistic about it. You don't think it's necessary?
I do think it's necessary, and I think
some of it's
being done. I know that Bizarre's been up around there. Harlow's been in on the act, hasn't he?
Yeah. Well, they're trying.
Yeah. Mel is going to see Richardson also. And he's going to take a crack at Richardson. And I think he ought to say something about the son of Rich Cox. That statement yesterday was unacceptable.
That's right. Damn. You see, I will listen to the play out on this. This is the Cox problem. It's the type of problem all these types of talent. He was pressed heavily on that particular question, and he tried to please.
Right, the president.
Yes, sir.
And he expressed to whether they could indict the president.
Yeah, he said it expressed by, you know, whether he's.
Well, he knows that you can't do that, he just said no. He did say that.
That's right.
So we're studying that.
This is basically because he's dumb and partisan, is why he said that. But I agree, he should be cracked.
Then gets a cop up and says, no inference. For God's sakes, what do you think the emphasis is with him? It's a pity of a president, Jesus Christ. He don't stand when we can't do that. You see, Al, you don't have anybody fighting on our side. Now, let's face it, we really don't. Except Colson.
Colson, believe it.
Huh?
He's been paying for it.
Yeah, you know, it's quite believable. We've gotten our run, that's the point. What do we do? Just let it sign along? Is that your advice?
No, it's not. We have fighting on our side. I have to give you a direct answer. We don't have anyone out front really wailing away.
Yep. Coldwater. In his foxhole. Scott didn't say anything. Ford didn't say anything. Well, what's the attitude of the Congress now? Is it that low? They're just scared.
I think they're a little goofy to.
We thought a week ago they'd begun. We worked on it so hard, and mailed letters and everything, and maybe they were going to start acting more decently, but not really.
I don't think they're going to act decently until we get Dean in. Then they know where they stand.
Well, they may not act decently then. You see, Dean's got a little hand out there for 2 or 3 weeks until all of it gets on. Open. Oh, yeah.
hear what he said. It's a mixed. You know, infer that the D is not that. Can you say that?
No, I feel good about the strategy. As I've said, I'm concerned about Dean. I do, and what I was falling over is the dilemma we're in and how we really deal with cops. You know, how to take him on.
Some senator ought to take him on, a lawyer. In the Senate, goddammit, somebody should have thought of him. He should have been out right that next day and say, what in the name of God is he talking about? It's a shocking thing. To make such an implication, he knows better. He should resign. Attack him. That's what the way you do it. Cops should resign because of his incompetence and his partisanship. That's what really has to be done in a life, I think, yeah. Somebody has got to. You should do. You've got to do it. I don't know who. I don't know. We just haven't got anybody to say anything.
Have
we? Not a damn thing. Let me start with this morning.
Well, what are you like saying anything on this? Before I'm saying anything.
Yep.
Well,
you're right. You mean quiet people, right?
I mean, out in the country and also in the press. Senators are saying things. Before Gurney said some things. It still is. Curtis Scott has said some things. I remember those days. It doesn't play well.
But what? On the other hand,
that's right.
Curtis Scott, yeah.
Well, but he's saying
I believe that.
Ford is certainly out in the country saying things, but they're saying things.
What about Bush?
Bush is saying things. He sure is. Out around the country, and it's good to play in the country. But it doesn't always show up in the national news.
Well, take a guess. It's hard.
Well, no, I mean,
Bush has really been on the stump on this thing. It doesn't get any play. He's been doing it. Jesus.
Oh, it gets played out in the country.
Well, find some lawyer. Charlie Ryan, for example, can step up to this former chair of the American Bar. He's a Nixon man. What the hell? Why doesn't he? He wouldn't mind. Slice up cops. You understand, Ron? You've got to lay off. I mean, I know that you're hypersensitive about the fact don't get caught planning anything. Right now, the best thing is to get something out, even if we get caught. That's my view.
Well, let me just say that I don't mind planning things. I really am not sensitive about planning things, getting caught. It's how we do it, what we plan. I am absolutely in tune with this attack on cops.
Yeah. About Carnegie and Charlie Ryan or somebody.
I knew that. I think simple, more effectively would be someone in the House, not Charlie. I mean, in the Senate, and we do it for sure. I think the guy to get that done is Harlow.
Yeah. All right. What do you think?
Okay. Call Scott. Goddamn it. That's what he's there for. He said. And he's kind of when we've asked
Scott's lawyer and so forth. Well, why don't you get a hold of let Ryan do this and get a hold of him. Timmons,
you call.
Harlow, calling.
You know where? But I think Timmons can get it done right away.
All right, put Timmons on this and say, want a good lawyer to crack the hell out of cops. This is shocking. He said very well that first guy what they're doing now is that they're trying to do by innuendo. They're trying to continue to run this man battle. I just don't feel we're having the poison raised on our side of the record. You're not so worried about it. What about them? Seems to me that it's gone on and on and on. Good God. But the
guys who are using this goddamn scurvy, and it is disturbing that somebody doesn't just stand up and say it every time spontaneously. That's what a partisan should do in the name of the tribe of president. Goddamn it, they ought to do it. And it shouldn't have to be orchestrated. On the other hand, it's an understandable phenomenon, and we've got to first turn the corner with Dean, and I think from that point on, we've got to be brutal.
I think we have
got to really turn the corner.
What?
One way or the other, my view.
I think we've turned the corner already, quite frankly. I don't necessarily agree with what he says. I'm not concerned about Dean. I think Dean is flapping around. There'll be some pretty hot news items out for a week, and that's going to be it. In terms of, I have, quite frankly, a dilemma here. My gut reaction is to go out and blast Hawks. But on the other hand, if you, and I don't want to say this on all stories, but on the other hand, Scott standing up and taking on Cox is good, I think.
Very true.
We should
have good to do it.
We should get that done.
Well, not from there, I wouldn't.
But I'm not even not worried about the Cox thing.
Somebody else.
It's an actual
thing. Hard as this. Not a good lawyer. This is so important. Right. It's a very smart thing. Just to get something out.
That's what I'm saying. See, what we want to do is get the arrival of one of you going into a meeting
picking him up and walking to ask him. But then, maybe later in the day, I'm going to station a couple stills out in the trailer. And maybe as you're walking in the afternoon, we'd get on the center and do the same thing.
Out the stills, or don't you want to talk?
Oh, yeah, we have one.
It's a television they want to have. Don't think about the police anymore. What do we think the reputation of time is supposed to be? God, let's get on the television.
Well, that's what I want.
Be bold and courageous. You know what I mean? Just have a television graduate.
Say negative things that are upbeat.
Yeah. So what do you have, like, that's what comment is, that's right. Well, I might have commented this meeting to probably Larry's meeting. Yep, I have Larry there.
Well, I'm glad you brought it, Conway.
Damn right, he's going to be there.
Yeah, we've already been through each
other. I told him, but I haven't seen
that. Conway's thinking about stepping out. To have a press conference to clear up a lot of these records.
Right.
Which might not be a bad idea. It's a separate story. What do you think, Al?
I don't think it would hurt a bit.
That'd be fine. Just say he's very happy with his role and so forth and so on.
Now, I think that helps, and I think it'll help.
Yeah.
With a lot of people who are still sensitive.
Yeah.
There's a real monkey business going on.
There really is.
They've tried to come here.
Monkey business?
Yeah, people
say he's leaving and all that.
Yeah, he's mad.
They floated a story this morning. I talked to Conway about it. That Conway and I had a breach, and that was one of the things leading. And just an incredible, most incredible thing going. It's not a big story, but it's a little story. My concern is because it's played in a way that Conley's Republican plans are falling off the wayside and so forth. That combined with the economic thing is that it leads him to the conclusion that he should probably step out and put the cameras to rest. What do you think, Al?
I think he should.
Absolutely.
He could do it. I said, we'll be up at Camp David tomorrow. The president will be working up there. He'd step out here in the press room and take it on.
Well, I wish he would. Who's going to talk to him?
He was going to do this over the weekend.
Well, if you talk to him, say this is a good day to hit it because it won't make him be making much news otherwise. Be a very good day.
These stories are sure won't have Conley's best interests at heart.
Well, they're trying to knock Conley out.
Sure, and also, I think what I can do is there's a motivation to start.
Well, they're trying to knock down Conley being a Republican.
Well,
kind of excited. I thought this thing were starting to announce the price real quick and so forth. But, still have the sick stock market. I don't know if they do.
Very bad. Very bad. And of course, Arthur Burns is doing this.
Yeah, he said he wanted to come in to see me. I'll have to see him sometime, but I'm going to see him with somebody else. Arthur is a winery. What's he want? The tax bill?
No, he said he had a plan and he was going to give it to George this morning. And I think George, take a look at it and see what the hell he's talking about.
Yep.
There's no monopoly on wisdom on this thing.
That's right.
You've got to listen.
Sure.
I think the rest of it is not going badly at all. It's just most people are.
How do people feel about what we did? Maybe we shouldn't have.
No, I think people feel good about it. As a matter of fact, the whole thing is the personal dam, the freeze. People think everything's under control now, and if you lift it, it's going to be another problem. There's the popular sentiment is for freeze control.
Well, now you've got the George guy here that we're not going to lift in 30 days.
I told him that. George,
you want
to select it?
Selecting, and my point is that it may not be anything in 30 days, maybe it's 45 days, but George, you got this passion to prove that he was right. Now, the hell with it.
We may have repressed it. That's the way they were pressing.
I made the decision that it's going to be 60 days. Now, by golly, it's like maybe they've got a son of 45, I don't know. But, you know, I'll add it to him whenever I get to him. But
I told him that selective release on things that you could do that on, but that the food and the other things that have been so,
right,
of such concern, they got to be cured just as in the consumer. He understands that. He just had to know which direction to go in.
He knew which direction to go.
Yeah.
God said you know that. George's doctrinaire. They sit over there and say, how the hell do we get out of this thing fast? Well, in other words, we made a mistake, but we got out of it fast. Well, that isn't going to help the situation. You think basically Al from the country's reactions to the positive on this thing. Or do you? I don't know.
George, good question.
I can't tell
you. You don't hear these bleeding, panicky screams that were building up for 3 weeks there.
That's on the stock market, there's not a hell of a lot we can do. It just bounced around.
Well, if Senator's right, it's going to turn around. And he predicted the first 2 days this week would be a disaster, and then it stopped and started.
What did he say?
That's right.
Why do you think it would be a disaster in the first 2 days?
Well, he said it had a run down. Had a rundown because you've gone to controls, and an investor conference would be to not buy it and get into it.
Right, so they know what's going to come out. Well, Arthur Burns, you should know, has been nothing but a total pain in the ass throughout the whole area of controls and the rest. He's been bitching. He's been wrong most of the time. Got to keep him under control because we don't want him out there in left field knocking. And
well,
I guess part of it too is this. Part of it is that George just isn't strong enough to control these guys. I don't know how hard it is. Maybe George's got to gain some strength again. Can he hack this job or not? Well,
I'm not prepared to come in finally on that job. I have a feeling that the combination of Schultz, Stein, and to a degree Dunlap.
Yes, Simon.
He's so doctrinaire known as a
Simon. Well, I'm talking about the doctrinaire. Oh, yes.
And basically, so ego involved in the opening. And there's no question that phase three was a premature event. That was a
good one. It was
a premature event.
That would be George Schultz's mistake all the way.
That's where the mistake was made. Now, how you correct that mistake, what we've done is it's not been totally effective, but I think it is it's at least turned off what was growing to be a growing panic on escalating costs. Where we go from here is a very key factor, and I'm so worried. phase three. That worries me. Keep Larry involved. He'll put in a political mix with like nobody's business here. Make him talk. Make Schultz talk to Larry. What do you
think? That's why I was going to talk to Larry about this morning. To really get into this thing halfway.
Right.
We may have to bring in another guy with another view. It's never good to have totally doctrinaire, consistent men. I mean, you're just not getting the other side of the picture. That's, it doesn't have to be at a high level. It could be somebody down, but there ought to be somebody that, for these guys to pin against. And not just political, but economic theory as well. He's all right. We just have to do this. The beat we're working with, we're getting more out of him than you ever get out of us.
You think Larry might step up and see Larry with you now?
No.
Yeah. You think Larry might step up and you see Bizarre this one?
No, I haven't seen him.
Have Bizarre step in when you please. If he's free.
Yes,
don't worry.
Talk to Kim.
Come here. can't call us for you. He said he hadn't been the final vote, but he's...
And we ought to fight him.
I don't want to push him to that hand, unless I ever...
Connie's a team talker.
Right, and Mel has talked to him. Flanagan's very close to him. He's going to call him.
Oh, yes, his brother is there for all
of us. He was his campaign manager, his brother.
John.
So he's going to call him soon. Yeah. I'll call him down there.
Well, let's get the bazaar report this morning. What's that?
Well, we're more or less doing several agreements this morning. We're plotting how to go about the unraveling of the financial problems of Mr. Dean. Yes, sir. And I'm going back up this afternoon and have another discussion with them.
Right.
Some of the committee members won't do very badly.
Huh?
Some of the committee members won't do very badly. It falls down to the question of them taking on somebody who's competent to do this job. They don't have anybody right now except Carmen Bellino. We don't want him.
Bellino, come on. Do us.
Cover us. I have a man to recommend to him.
You mean a man to look into Dean's finances?
Yes.
How much has Dean admitted for it?
He has admitted that he...
He admitted
$14,000.
$14,000.
Of which he used for his personal use, but he says later he replaced it. But he still has all of the money. He has the whole $14,000, he says. Yes, sir. And he says that in early April he put it in a trust fund. I'm going to get together with Myron Sands later today, and I think we're going to have to consider whether the committee doesn't demand the money, and perhaps even bring suit if he won't turn it over. But there's another question of an additional $22,000, which is a big problem. Dean calls Sands after having gotten the $14,000 of the $22,000 back, and told him that they needed $22,000 to replace the $22,000 taken from the 350 so they'd get the hole. So Fielding went over and picked it up, brought it back, and Dean got the $22,000. Now it's hard to determine whether that was ever put back with the rest of the 350 and delivered or whether it wasn't. We're trying to run that down at the moment. There's a question also about the 22. Considerable amount of digging to be done.
Was there any interest in the committee to dig?
Yes. Yes.
Really, is there any interest in the press? I would think some.
Oh, Cy Hirsch is working the story. The problem with Cy Hirsch is, and he had a good story in the New York Times this morning.
I heard that.
But Hirsch is not the type of reporter who can work on financial matters. He's just not that precise. Doesn't have the feel for it. So
and maybe the network
did. Made Jack Anderson on Metro Media television last night. Jack Anderson handled it on television.
Anderson's capable of working on financial.
He's got one good man that can do it, and that's Les Whitten. Les Whitten can handle financial matters if Anderson will put him on it. I don't know exactly what Anderson's role in all this is. You know, one of the people who was arrested down there was one of his former employees. Anderson was a bail for him. He's never really exploited that much. I think that's one of the things we have to give priority to. The committee has been unable to get a copy of the Dean's statement from him. He refuses to give it. If they just waited to call off that hearing until after he delivered his statement Monday night, they'd have it.
Do they have a copy?
They do not have the copies. He refused to give them until he said certain he's going to testify. He says he'll give them to him the night before. But he was prepared to deliver them to him last night. But really, before they even got started on the executive session, they called a hearing officer who wouldn't deliver.
Have you any report on what went on in the executive session, Mr. Hall?
not have at this moment.
You're going to try to get
yes, sir. I'll try to get a run there.
How long did they have him in?
Not too long. They had him for a very brief while, and they really didn't get into too much interrogation. His lawyer made a long argument for the record that a public hearing by Dean would make impossible a fair trial subsequently. So they're going to have him back next Monday in executive session.
His lawyer argued that?
Yes, sir. And greatly, for the record.
Sure.
To use him in future trial.
Well, quite true, sir.
It's true. He's got a very good game here.
Well, on the one hand, he leaks everything out.
I think it's quite impossible, I mean quite essential that we do our best to see if we can't find additional financial problems to those he admitted to under interrogation on Saturday.
Yeah.
That means he hasn't told the whole truth yet.
Yeah.
And that is critical to a point to make.
But you don't really have anybody to be afraid of. What about that?
Yes, sir. I've got somebody. I just want to find the right shelter for him to put in. The man that can do this job best is a fellow named Bob Manuel. You may remember. He was minority counsel on the Labor Rackets Committee. He did the Billy Saul SD's investigation for the House.
Why did he investigate behind the committee?
Well,
the committee has a right to investigate
its funds, and if the Irving Committee won't do it, then Creek should do it.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Let Creek do it, for Christ's sake. I don't have any confidence that they're going to try to in any way embarrass or start with us, do you?
I think that's true, but we're beginning to get quite a division in that committee.
Do you think so?
Yes, sir. Gurney has really got his back up. He wants to go after this all out.
Well,
go after Dean and his finances.